Larry and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog had been munching Dead Martian Dog biscuits, which caused Space Commander Wack and Stupid Larry to go completely out of their minds, leaving Dwarf in control of the spaceship. The heroic departed canine brought the ship in for a crash landing on an uncharted planet in the AAA-approved galaxy, where they were now hopelessly marooned.
Did he say macaroons, Stupid Larry? Do we have any macaroons? I'm starving.
He said marooned, Space Commander.
Marooned? You mean we're colored sort of off purple like it was big in the 60s?
Effects of the dog biscuits still haven't worn off on you, have they?
Boy, Stupid Larry, you got the dumbest looking maroon tint I've ever seen. Looks more like green.
That's Corf, Space Commander Wack, and we're not maroon. We're marooned. Trapped. Stranded. At abeyance.
The distinction escapes me, Stupid Larry. But if you say so, so... We're marooned, eh?
Marooned.
That means we have to live by our wits, and using only the tools nature has given us, mold this seemingly hostile environment into one in which we can survive, nay, thrive, until the moment of our rescue. Or we could throw a tantrum.
I don't want to be marooned! It's a bad color! I don't have shoes!
Space Commander Wack, it's not that bad! Look around! With your noble courage and great resourcefulness, you can save us. If anybody can save us, you can save us. That's who can save us.
That's right. We can live off the land, Stupid Larry, like Robinson Crusoe or Giggly Torpid.
Ooh, I like Giggly.
I will conquer nature.
But Space Commander Wack, the problem's not really as serious as you're making it out to be.
Look at this barren waste. Yet I shall tame it.
I mean, we could be a lot worse off.
Look, Stupid Larry. See that boulder with the scratches all over it?
Those scratches say International Harvester Caterpillar Tractor.
We can break it into lots of little rocks and make primitive tools out of them.
See
that ranch-style house with a two-car garage over there? We could chop it up for firewood.
Sure we could, yeah. Then how about shelter, old genius?
No problem. Look over there. A spaceship sitting on a launching pad. We could build a fire with the wood from the house, melt down the spaceship, and use the tools we made from the International Harvester boulder to pound the melted metal into a makeshift mansion.
Really roughing it. That's what we're doing. Yep, excuse me, Space Commander Wack, but then see, how will we escape?
Well, let's see what nature provides, Jubilee.
Okay, this will be a good one.
We could send signals into space by reflecting the sun off a crude mirror we could make by polishing up this useless-looking stone here.
That useless-looking stone is Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Huh? That's funny. We have a dog with that same name, Mr. Valeria. That's eerie.
Space Commander Wack, remember back at the beginning of this dilemma you said we could live off the land or we could throw a tantrum?
Yes, I,
I don't want to be stuck on this stupid planet. I'm going to hold my breath till we get out of here.
You don't breathe anyway, Stupid Larry.
Oh, shucks, that's right.
Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Holding your breath is real stupid, Stupid Larry. Okay. I'll just outweigh you, You're turning blue, Stupid Larry. You can't keep this up forever. Wait, don't fade us out. If you fade us out, he'll never breathe and he'll win. Oh, no. I'm melting.